This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is your willingness to stick with the quarterback the way you have it right now, how much of that is due to what you've seen from Drake in practice? How has he looked in practice?
He's looked good in practice. But once again, it's just practice. You want to get a guy like that, obviously, on the football field. But at this current time, I don't want to go back to that answer, but at this current time, we're just not looking to add any pieces at that spot.
Still 70-30, practice-wise,
yes? Yeah, still the same.
He's looked comfortable enough in those, and it's obviously different from a game, but he's looked comfortable enough in that setting that you don't feel the need to go bring somebody else in.
I would agree with that. And let me just go back on the, just to provide clarification. It's 70-30 with the ones. Drake's getting a ton of reps on the show team, and he's approached that process the right way. Like, he doesn't want to know what the defense is doing, doesn't want to know the coverage. He's going out there, going through his reads, and we talk about that all the time. Just because you're on the show team doesn't mean you can't work on your fundamentals and just your progressions, and he's done a good job of that.
So is he serving as, like, Brock Purdy during the week and Geno Smith and things like that?
Yeah, it's a combination between him and Joe. Those guys, depending on the quarterback that we play.
Hello, Jones.
There we go, Gerard Mayo.
There he is.
On Drake May. Some of the reps he's getting in practice, still 70-30.
70-30 with the ones. Plenty of show team reps.
He's also a little Brock Purdy week.
I think he could be better than Brock Purdy someday, hopefully.
Could be.
Hopefully.
We discussed this
maybe
earlier.
Not today, but someday.
Who would you rather be? Texts are chiming in, 37937. The Niners are missing their top three weapons, and they have a mediocre quarterback. Is it really a mystery? I'm not talking about on Sunday. The Niners, spoiler alert, should win on Sunday. They're favored by double digits. But what's their window? Is it a year or two? And in 5 years, would you rather be the Niners? In 10 years, would you rather be the Niners? And that really comes back to Drake May, who Mayo was discussing there. It's Jones and Keefe, hour three, 617-779-7937, a bit past high noon. We'll get back into all your feedback. We have a wild story that involves Boston.
Oh, boy.
And an impending...
doom?
Animal invasion? Yeah, impending doom. I like
doom.
That. Which is already underway. We'll get to that
all right
later on this hour. But... you know, when it comes to the quarterback and it comes to this situation, the 49ers still haven't won. You said this earlier, Keith. I think you're right. People talk about the Niners like they're the Chiefs, like they've won, like they've done something. And they could have won last year. They were in overtime of the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. They dropped another Super Bowl. And they could have multiple championships. They don't. And they've gone through various quarterbacks, Garoppolo, Lance. Now they're on to
Nick
Brock Purdy.
Nick Mullins. C.J. Beathard.
So, like, they've rolled through a bunch of different guys. This is the team that supposedly has everything. But they still haven't won. Why haven't they won? I think is a good question for everyone out there who says, It's not important to get the quarterback now. Find a bridge quarterback. Develop your quarterback behind the scenes. Get a wide receiver in place. Get a left tackle in place. Get a defense. Find a great coach. Build all that up and then drop the quarterback in. Well, yeah, the Chiefs did that. The Chiefs also have a generational all-time quarterback, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. No offense to Tom Brady, but Mahomes is tracking ahead of Brady. So are the Chiefs really a good example when you think about it at the end of the day? No. They found the generational guy that put him over the top. The Niners are what a lot of people want the Patriots or any team to be the model for, yep. Be that example. They still haven't won. Why haven't they won, Keith? And what does that tell you about team building and how the Patriots should do it versus how the Niners are doing it?
Yeah, I tell you, I think Kyle Shanahan is a reason why they're good and also a reason why they haven't won. Like, he can be the answer to both of these things. I think he is very much like Andy Reid, who has a super high floor. Andy Reid took the Philadelphia Eagles to the NFC Championship game 4 years in a row. They went to one Super Bowl, but lost every time. And there were questions about him and if, you know, how good of a coach was he? Could he break through? Then he had a good season with Alex Smith in Kansas City, and then he has been otherworldly with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes being the key part there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kyle Shanahan is in sort of a similar boat where you're going to be good. You're probably going to be in the NFC Championship, especially if your team is relatively healthy, which is another issue they have faced. They have so many injured guys all the time. Once again this weekend, they're going to be without some of their key pieces. But I think Shanahan is getting a lot out of Brock Purdy the way Sean McVay got a lot out of Jared Goff. And Purdy might be better than Goff. That's fine.
I think Purdy is...
Maybe not. I mean, they're similar.
That's fair. I think Purdy is better than Rams Goff, but maybe Goff has gotten a little better in Detroit.
Sure.
Or looks better.
But both these guys wanted to upgrade the quarterback position. They wanted to, whether it was a big trade, including first-round picks, or moving up in the draft with multiple first-round picks to do it, and it didn't work. And so Brock Purdy, like, I don't want to trash on the guy. The guy is in a great spot, and he's doing well with it. But I wonder if part of Kyle Shanahan's thinking and John Lynch is like, man, if we could do a little bit better than this, we could upgrade this. And there's obviously a big gap between Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes, but just somebody that's in a level above Purdy would they feel better about? Because, yeah, they've been close, but they haven't been able to do it yet.
They haven't won. And it might be too simple to say the quarterback, but it's the quarterback, I think. Why haven't they won quarterback? Yeah. And so when we asked last hour, it sounds obvious on the surface, who would you rather be, the Niners or the Patriots? I mean, what is the Niners' window to win, and why haven't they won yet? And I think it's quarterback. So until they find that quarterback, I don't think they're going to win.
How many seasons is McCaffrey? Let's just talk about McCaffrey for a second.
How many seasons does McCaffrey have left?
Yes. How many games does he have left?
This year, maybe zero.
Like, he's in Germany to get, like, what are we doing over there?
I don't know. Volkswagen's giving him a new hamstring. I don't know.
No doctors in the United States apparently can help Christian McCaffrey. So that's not a good sign.
No, anytime you have to leave the United States to go get something looked at medically, you're probably doing something that, something that isn't allowed in the United States. So that's probably not a great sign.
Big Trent Williams is awesome. He's also 36. Yeah. So I don't know how many more years he's going to be a, dominant left tackle. They have other guys. They did sign Brandon Ayuk. He's off to a horrible start this year, but they signed him. They have to figure out Purdy. So they either give him a ton of money and have to find a, cut corners in other places, or they don't, and they're back in the let's look for a quarterback mix. Like, my guess is they probably ultimately just keep him, right? And maybe try to talk him down from, like, these crazy contracts. My guess is they just got to keep him. Maybe they realize, hey, this is the best opportunity for both of us. Rather than going quarterback fishing, or if you're Brock Purdy, be like, well, I might get exposed if I go somewhere else.
I don't think Purdy's one of these guys you have to guarantee the whole contract. Like, maybe there are outs built in, after 2 years, after the first year, something like that, where it looks like on paper you commit a lot of money, but really you're not super committed to him.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is the Niners do something like that, because Shanahan's impatient with these quarterbacks. But from a championship perspective, people prop up the Niners all the time. They haven't won. People talk about them like they won. They haven't won.
They have not.
And they have everything. So for all these people out there that say build it first, build the offensive line, get the running back, get all the weapons in the passing game, find a great tight end, build up your defense, great quarterback. The Niners have everything they haven't won because they don't have the quarterback. And so to me, the team building lesson is you still need that QB.
Yeah.
You still need him. They know it.
They literally tried Trey Lance, and they inquired about Tom Brady a couple of times. Like that, they know that they need it. Doesn't mean they're not going to be competitive in the now. Right, and they're probably hoping that they can be the example with, Nick Foles, or like Eli Manning, like that kind of like, hey, maybe you don't, or Joe Flacco, right? Yep. There are a few that aren't like Hall of Fame. I mean, Eli Manning probably gets in the Hall of Fame, but you know what I mean? Like all these MVP candidate quarterbacks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Couple of texts here. One, we were inferring this. Don't you remember Germany is where Peyton Manning and Kobe went to get treatments like HGH and stem cells they don't offer in the U.S.?
Correct.
Well, we offer the HGH in the United States.
You could probably get your hands on that.
Yeah, no, I think from what I've read on McCaffrey, I think there are certain thresholds of certain drugs that you can get in the United States. You can get higher levels of those in a place like Germany.
So it's funny, like looking at these, and someone's talking about, you know, you build up the rest of your team, you're never going to have a high draft pick to get the quarterback, which is true. I mean, the Niners were trying to thread that needle with Trey Lance a little bit. But I look at, the Rams. So Jared Goff was the number one pick, but that was a different coach, right? And then they ended up playing him for a couple of years, and then they traded him with another number one pick for a quarterback. The Niners traded a decent amount for a running back. Now, I know he's an otherworldly running back, but that one seems like, had they made the Christian McCaffrey equivalent for a quarterback, maybe they would be in a different position right now.
No, I think that's
like
fair.
If they had gotten Aaron Rodgers. Now I know you don't like Rodgers as much as I do.
Well, not like with present day Rodgers. Yeah.
No, but a couple of years ago, like Rodgers right off the MVP in Green Bay, like would that have been different for the Niners? I think so.
Yeah. So a couple of texts. 37937. Jones, the reason San Fran hasn't won is Patrick Mahomes. It's fair.
Okay.
If you rewatch the Super Bowl and everything he did to get them the win, it's simply not Purdy's fault.
I think Shanahan had it. No, I think Shanahan also hasn't been able to break through yet, and he does kind of panic in those situations.
But by saying it's Mahomes, and you can't keep up with Mahomes, and again, he's great. But, like, that's another way of saying it's the quarterback is why they haven't won. Also, this one, Purdy is the reason they haven't won. They needed a touchdown in the Super Bowl, had to settle for a field goal, which isn't enough to beat Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Agreed. So you can jump in on this. Niners, their team building, any lessons there for the Patriots? Who would you rather be?
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.